Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Tzadivav. The parak ends with the conclusion of our discussion from yesterday about how holes in kelim affect their tumah status. Amar Rabbi Asi, Sharmu Kli Cheresh Yiro Bekonis Mashker. Rabbi Asi brings a brisa that an earthenware utensil will lose its ability to become tame once it has a hole large enough to allow liquid in. However, a gistra, a shard of earthenware which was used to catch drips, would lose its ability to be tame when it has a hole that is motzi mashka, enough for liquid to leak out. The reason for the difference is that a person would still keep a kli that has a small leak, but a shard isn't worth keeping if it has a leak. Pligi bar treya moray b'marava. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi bar Yavin and Rabbi Yossi bar Zivda whether the contents of a flower pot are considered to be connected to the ground and not able to become tame when the hole in the pot is the size of a small root, or only when it's as large as a pomegranate. These are the two extreme opinions, neither of which accept the middle ground that a hole the size of an olive would make the contents unable to become tame. Hazorik mirshus hayachal rishus ram mirshus ram rishus yachal chayiv. Parak Hazorik begins with the halacha that you aren't only chayiv for carrying from one rishus to another, but even for throwing or passing something from one rishus to another. However, the Mishnah points out that according to the Chabim, if you transfer something from rishus yachal to rishus yachal through makom patur that is above a rishus rabim in the middle, if you threw it, you'd be putter, but if you passed it, you'd be chayv, since that is how the Levim would pass the boards of the Mishkan to each other in the Midbar, from one wagon to another wagon, over Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara begins discussing where we find the Isser of the different forms of Hatzah in the Torah. Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru called B'machaneh. Moshe told people not to bring anything else to the Mishkan. We assume that he gave these instructions on Shabbos because it was asking for people to bring things from their homes, Rosh Hashanah, to the Machaneh Levi, which was Rosh Hashanah. We can't say that it was a weekday and Moshe discouraged more gifts simply because they already had enough for the Mishkan, they didn't need anything else, because the term Havara is also used in the context of Yom HaKippurim. So it signifies something that is B'yom Asur, on a day that it is Asur to do work. So it has to be about Hotza'ah. There's no direct source for the Isra Hachnasa of bringing in from a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, but it is a Tolda of Hotza'ah, since Mali Afuke, Mali Ayule, it shouldn't make a difference whether you're bringing something out or in on Shabbos, doesn't matter. If you're chayiv for both an av and a tolda, what's the significance of classifying them one way or another? The Gemara gives two answers. If a person does melacha from two different categories, he is chayiv a separate karban chatos for each. But if he does an av and its own tolda, he's only chayiv one karban. According to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that you're chayiv two separate karbanos, even for violating an av and its own tolda, the classifications have no halachic significance. But either the more important melachos or those that are explicit in the Torah are classified as avos. Zarek Abraham was Prasham in Nolan the Chayiv. Where do we learn in the Chiyuv for throwing something for Amos and Rosh Hashanah? So after suggesting numerous possibilities involving the people who are sewing or weaving the Yerios, the curtains in the Mishkan, throwing tools to each other, the Gemara concludes, Ela kol arba amos b'rishus rabim, gemara gemirila. We have a tradition, Alechol Moshe Misinai, that transferring both by carrying and throwing four amos in rishus rabim is an issa d'araisa, melacha d'araisa on Shabbos. Once we're talking about transferring something to Alechol Moshe in rishus rabim, the Gemara begins to discuss the sin of the Mekoshesh in the Midbar, because according to one opinion, he sinned by carrying Dal Ramos Prashram. There are three opinions as to which Malacha the Mekoshesh violated. Amar Rabbi Dovah Shmuel, Mekoshesh Marver Dal Ramos Prashram Hava, that he carried four Ramos Prashram. Masnisa Tana Tolesh Hava, Braisa taught that he violated Kotze, cutting wood from the ground. Ravacha, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ma'amer Hava, that he violated gathering. The Gemara wonders, L'mayinav Kamina, why is it important to identify which Malacha the Mekoshesh violated? The Gemara explains that according to Megillah Starim Be Rabbi Chia, an old notebook from Rabbi Chia, there's an unidentified melacha from the 39 melachos that a person is not chayiv misa for violating. Each opinion that attaches a specific melacha to the Mekoshesh is clearly holding that the melacha they identify is not that one exception, is not the one melacha for which one wouldn't be chayiv misa, since the Mekoshesh was in fact executed. Rabbi Akiva identifies the Mekoshesh as tzalafchad, But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro criticizes him. If you're right about his identity, you're revealing something that the Torah kept hidden. And if you're wrong about his identity, then you're saying terrible lies about a tzaddik. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva says that not only Miriam, but even Aaron also got saras for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe. Again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro criticizes him. Whether you're correct or not, it's not appropriate to say this about Aaron HaKohen.